Hello. This is the Breaking Bread Podcast. Jeff Joyner Meyer. I wanted to take an opportunity to share something with you that happened to me over the past year. And I figured this is a good time to do it. See, last year, I lost several people close to me. I had an uncle that I've known all my life. My younger brother, he died. A dear friend of mine. She was a little older lady, and she passed away. She had some medical stuff going on, but she was still a dear friend. And my own pastor of 45 years. And then in October, my dad passed away. In the span of a year, I lost several people that I love dearly. You know, the funny thing is, whenever I lost my brother, I made a statement to God. I made the statement that I said, I will never stand here at this monument and just sit here and live here. I will not do it. And guess what? I did. Now, you may be wondering, well, do you not grieve for him? Well, of course I grieve for him. But I did have to know that this is going to be something that I have to let go. Because if I did not let this go to an extent, this could potentially be a trap or a hazard. And I lost my pastor for 45 years. And my dad. And I made the statement then, each time, I will not build a monument. I will not stand here. Some may say, well, Jeff, that's not the right thing to do. Some may. But I'm going to share something that the Lord gave me some insight about. Earlier this year, as I was just in a moment of reflection and kind of mourning myself, the Lord shared something with me that was very close to my heart. He said, Jeff, what you had done was actually a good thing. You see, as because I didn't stand there at the monument, grieving, mourning, weeping, wailing, traumatized. I built a memory. Of course I built a memory. I prayed and I reflected. Still think about those wonderful people. They were a big part of my life. However, I knew that I had to keep going. As the Lord had instructed me, grieving and standing at a monument, so to speak. You know the fact of it is? It's actually the smart thing to do. I didn't say it wasn't easy. It's the smart thing to do. See, grief has a way of actually getting into your bones, into your mind. And the longer you grieve, the longer you mourn, the longer you stand there at the monument, wishing, hoping, you actually begin to plant your feet into the ground. I hear the Lord actually saying that that root that you're building at the monument actually can be very poisonous. It's poisoned with hatred. Maybe some envy, because why did they die and you didn't? Because ultimately, if you feel like you have lost someone and you wish that you had died with them, in some rare cases that actually happens, you're actually hurting yourself more than anything. I'm not here to say that you can't mourn and grieve for people. That's what I'm saying at all. You know, not long after my pastor passed away, He died in July. And I had a conversation with his wife, our first lady, as we like to call her. She said something to me probably November, December of last year that I will remember for probably the rest of my life. And she said, I had to let him go. I've been married for 50 plus years. I can't remember exactly. It was 50, 51, something like that. Maybe 60. I don't remember exactly. They've been married that long. Been through a lot of stuff. He was in the Air Force, much like my dad was in the Air Force. Retired. Got out. Became a pastor. Anyways, she said, I had to let him go. She said, in her words, the best thing she had ever done. Now, the family of the deceased, our pastor, there was some mixed emotions about that. Ones that were able to move forward and others that were just kind of standing still. And it made me realize then at that moment, standing still may be okay for a season or a small amount of time, but standing still for weeks and months at a time, you're actually losing progress, not gaining. This may not be a very long podcast today, and I would like to come back and talk more about it. I just want you to know that I pray very often for our family, those families. You know, the coincidence is, if you go to the cemetery, both my dad and my pastor are both buried literally within feet of each other. Yes, you heard right. Feet. I'm not talking very far from each other. Anyways, I'm not here to cast aspersions. I'm not here to cast stones. I'm not here to negate anything or negatively impact any person. My hope in today's podcast is give your chance to mourn and grieve for that person. But dear Lord, don't stand there for very long, because the ground in which you stand potentially could be very poisonous to you. Not to the others, only to you. That's my hope and my prayer. Let me pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every single person that hears this podcast, for the ones that have lost that person significant in their life, Father, my prayer is that your will be revealed. Your grace is shown abroad. And the peace of God go to them. And comfort them. Scripture says that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. And our scripture also says, my peace I leave with you. That's my prayer for people, even for myself, that we have understanding of peace and of comfort. And remember those people. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Again, folks, this is not a very long podcast. My prayer is that it will hit something that will strike a chord in you in some form or fashion. Well, folks, I want to say thank you for the time that you allowed me to share with you and speak into your life. And I thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and give you peace. I declare that in the name of Jesus. Well, podcasters, have a great day. Have a great week. And the Lord bless you.